You're going to try to please her instead of the Lord. You're going to try to do everything you can to make her comfortable, as you know how. And if a person that's serving the Lord, then he's going to try to do everything he can that Jesus will have to do. And if he's, I was called into ministry several years ago, but I rebelled against God. And then when everything started falling apart, man can't blame God for that. He has to blame himself for that, because whenever God lays something on us to do, why, he strives with us until we do it. And so after I came down here, I was brought down here 2 years ago, and it's coming next February, and I like it here very well, and seems like there's everybody here is good to you, and try to make life as comfortable for you as they can.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it that way, because of course you take a person that's you might class him as an enemy that can't help himself,
mm-hmm.
which my wife would have been if she'd lived, because she had the Parkinson's disease working on her, and she had this spinal arthritis, which is a crippling disease. And then she had a leakage of the heart and high blood pressure. She just had so much against her, she just wasn't a way for her to survive it. Well, that would have been God's will for her to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I lost her, well, it just seemed like everything fell apart right around my feet. And that's just the way I took everything. And instead of asking God to help me through it, I just took it on myself to help my own self through it and made a mess out of everything. So every time when a person tries to, to get by on his own merit, well, he's going to make a big fumble in it.
Well, what was your wife's religion?
Well, her faith, she didn't belong to them, but her belief was the Church of God. Holy Church.
And about how much education was she able to get?
Seemed like she told me, I believe, let's see, I forget what she said, the 6th to the 7th grade. I forget now just how far she did get into school.
Mm-hmm.
But she could read just anything like she wanted to,
mm-hmm.
newspapers and different things.
Do you remember what religion your grandfather on your father's side was?
No, I don't remember. I never did hear him say. I do know what my daddy was.
What was he?
He was Baptist.
Okay. I see if we can maybe get started on some of these questions. You said that you'd been raised on a farm,
mm-hmm.
or lived on a farm for a good part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call extended period with no rain?
We call that you call that a famine.
And are there any other?
Well, now a famine, and it could be called a crisis, because it would wind up in a crisis if you say famine all the time.
Well, now how about it's mainly just that there's no rain. Maybe people are not starving, but it's just been a very long dry spell.
Well, now, let me see. I don't know what kind of terms that would be used under, other than you take a famine is a place where, well, now you know, I've read in the Bible, you know, what, 7 years of famine, you know.
Mm-hmm.